It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey, Will.
Hey there, Susan.
So, as you know, we did not air the puzzle last week because NPR was rolling with breaking news of the fall of Kabul, but we are back this week. And remind us of that challenge.
Yeah, and before we get to that, I'd like to correct a clue in the puzzle 2 weeks ago. The clue was singer Robert, who won a Tony for his role in Camelot. Well, Robert Goulet famously starred in Camelot, but he won his Tony for his role in The Happy Time. Now, the challenge from 2 weeks ago was from listener Ed Pegg Jr. I said, think of something that gets people moving vertically. Remove the middle two letters, and you get something that moves people horizontally. What things are these? And the answer was trampoline and tramline.
Well, we received over 1,500 correct responses, and the winner is Martha Hastings of St. Louis, Missouri. Congratulations. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So how did you figure it out?
Well, I just tried to creatively think of things that would create vertical motion. My personal favorite was trapdoor, but that didn't work out. So my grandson loves to jump on the trampoline, and eventually I thought of that, and that did work.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
My husband discovered it about 5 years ago, and I was instantly hooked, wished that I'd discovered it years earlier.
How do you fill your days when you're not playing the puzzle?
A lot of things. One thing I really enjoy is crossword puzzles, and love to do it with extended family. And in my family, that usually turns out to be the girls. So I'd just like to give a shout out to my mom, my daughters, my sisters, and my nieces, all my crossword puzzle buddies.
So puzzling is really a passion in your life.
Oh, I don't know if I'd quite say a passion, but definitely a very nice distraction.
All right, Martha, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I will give it a try.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Martha, every answer today is a word starting with SH. I'm going to give you two words. The first one can precede the answer, and the second one can follow it, in each case to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said jump and glass, you would say shot, as in jump shot and shot glass.
Okay.
All right. Number one is tortoise and game.
Shell.
Tortoise shell, shell game. Right. Milk, hands, H-A-N-D-S. Milk blank and blank hands.
Not coming up with anything.
Uh-huh. And the milk blank is something to drink.
Oh, milkshake, my favorite.
Milkshake, shake hands, is it? Soft, polish.
Soft shoe, shoe polish.
Excellent. Coffee, talk, T-A-L-K.
Go coffee shop.
Coffee shop, yes, and shop talk. Talk, business.
Nothing's coming to mind.
Uh-huh. And talk blank is something that might be on radio.
Oh, talk show. Show business.
There you go. Window, tree.
Window shade, shade tree.
Excellent. Space and cock, C-O-C-K.
Space ship, no.
And it's seven letters. And think of something that we launch into space.
Oh, shuttle. Space shuttle, shuttlecock.
Uh-huh. Shuttlecock mm-hmm. and badminton is right. Meteor. Stall, S-T-A-L-L.
Meteor shower, shower stall.
You got it. Look, shooter, S-H-O-O-T-E-R.
Look sharp, sharpshooter.
That's it. And your last one is cold blade.
Well, it's not a shower again, cold shower. cold.
It's eight letters.
Sharp, cold, sharp blade. Eight letters. Okay.
And blank blade is part of your body.
Oh, shoulder, cold shoulder, shoulder blade.
Good job.
Oh, well, that was almost perfect. Great job. How do you feel?
Well, it was almost perfect after lots of clues. Thank you, Will.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Martha, remind us, which member station do you listen to?
KWMU in St. Louis.
Martha Hastings of St. Louis, Missouri. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Ben Austin of Dobbs Ferry, New York. Take the name of a major American city, move one of its letters three spaces later in the alphabet, Embedded in the resulting string of letters reading left to right is a cardinal number. Remove that number, and the remaining letters reading left to right spell an ordinal number. What city is it, and what are the numbers? So again, major American city, move one of the letters three spaces later in the alphabet. Embedded in this string of letters is a cardinal number. Remove that number, and the remaining letters reading left to right will spell an ordinal number. What city is it, and what are the numbers?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on your Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline is Thursday, August 26th at 3 p.m. Eastern, and don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Susan.